only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 713, Brock, Hunter.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Feel good, man.
Feel great. Well, you should. You've been in your basement for a week straight, man.
Yeah. What would you put in this? So you've been down here, man. What would you add to this? I'm going to be down here for a while, so I'm just kind of looking around. I think the gym flow bro idea is pretty good. I need to get rid of that foosball table and put a...
You probably should start working out, but I have a feeling that whatever you get will never be touched, because I know you, and you don't like working out.
Why are those weights dusty?
There's cobwebs on your weights.
That's weight, bro.
No, you need some girly posters up on the walls. That's what you need. Yeah. You need to get some old school girly posters and just plaster that. And a neon sign. Do you have a neon sign down there?
No, I don't have. Those are expensive. I was actually looking at those, like beer signs.
Yeah.
There's a reason the American pickers pick those things, because they're not cheap.
But that's what you should do, though. You should get some girly posters and a neon sign, and then you'll have a dope basement.
Like a 1997 Carmen Electra poster?
Yes, exactly.
Everybody had?
Nothing before 2005, okay? No poster after that. It's all got to be 90s to now. There's some great ones out there. There's some great ones out there, man.
A couple of Pamela Anderson ones that are pretty good.
I mean, we had this one in our dorm room, and it was Pink Floyd's album covers on like a bunch of women's butt cheeks and backs. That one was classic. Good stuff. Right next to the Bob Marley poster, even though none of us listened to Bob Marley.
Yeah, right. No, none of us did. But no. You had that Bob Marley poster that had the black light underneath it.
Exactly.
The black light activated posters. Remember those?
Right next to my table of mixology poster that showed you how to make all these different shots. So lame.
Marley poster, this guy definitely doesn't dress for gym class.
You know where I got those too, by the way?
What? Where?
Come on now. Where did everyone get their posters from?
Hot Topic, bro, or Spencer's?
Spencer's, yeah! What a just a terrible store. A terribly great store.
Here's the thing about that store. No matter what you're going to the University Park Mall for in South Bend, you always got to take a lap through Spencer's.
You just pop in there and just see what's going on. Just see what they got. Some kind of gag gift you'll find, or, you know.
Like, literally a gag gift.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there was a time where I walked into Spencer's and I was like, when do they start selling sex toys?
Yeah, they got...
That corner is a little different.
They got everything there. God, I love it. Is Spencer's still open?
Oh, yeah. Damn, great store, man.
You know what? Going back to yesterday's topic, what's the first thing I'm going to do once all this is over? I'm going to Spencer's, man.
There you go.
I'm going to Spencer's and I'm just going to spend like $500, just everything. Anyway, folks, let's get to it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, you're on it today, buddy. You're on it today.
Nice.
Well, here are some not-so-serious stories we've seen about the coronavirus outbreak. Sales of adult toys are up, and there are now some condom shortages as people figure out how they really want to pass the time right now. So all of these sex toys and condoms are just flying off the shelves, man.
Yeah, I was trying to find some Magnums the other day. I couldn't.
You're so dumb. You're so dumb. Magnum condoms. Yeah. That's just to put over your hands because you can't find gloves anywhere.
No, that's just to put in my wallet to show off, you know? Like, yeah,
is that old? Oh, my God. That's one of the best bits ever that Always Sunny in Philadelphia did. Frank's big thing for a while was putting a Magnum condom in his wallet, and then he'd have it, like, fall out in front of women and be like, oh, look, I dropped my Magnum condom for my Magnum dong. It was great. It's great.
Because every one of us guys since in school had the ring on their wallet because you'd sit on it all the time.
Oh, God.
And the condom would always be like tucked behind some cards.
Yeah.
It's so always leather wallet had that ring.
Had that ring in there, and we never used it. I didn't have it because I didn't use condoms. I didn't use them.
Don't teach the youth that, Brock. That's terrible.
It's they feel terrible. Don't wear them.
Don't listen to them. Wear them. Double up.
Nah, I don't know. Just go in there. Just get it. Let's see. A new website called howmuchtoiletpaper.com will tell you how long your current supply will last based on what you got and how often you're hitting the bathroom.
Man.
I think yours would be like, you have half a day, Hunter. Half a day.
All right, be honest with me on this one.
Mm.
You've pulled some toilet paper from the roll, and you're like, ah, it's a bit much.
Absolutely. Dude, it's so funny. I have absolutely done that. I'm like, boy, all right. I can't be as willy-nilly with the amount of toilet paper I use. I got to be much more stingy.
Take care of business with one square.
Yeah. My dad taught me how to do that. He used to teach that first survival training. I'll show you. Actually, you know what? I'll just tell everyone. Okay? So here's what you do. This is legit. This is from my dad. My dad used to teach this, and I was lucky enough to learn this lesson. So what you do is you take a piece of toilet paper, okay? You fold it, and then you fold it again. Then what you do is you take the inside corner and you tear that off. That's the important part, right? You take that, you put that behind your ear because you don't want to lose it, all right? Then you open the piece of toilet paper back up. You put your finger through that. I recommend your middle finger through that hole, and then you take care of cleaning business, all right? Then you take the toilet paper and you fold it up over your finger, right? So you pull it up over. That's how you clean your finger off. And then remember that piece I told you to put behind your ear?
Yeah.
You take that and you clean underneath your nail. That's a...
Ah! God.
I remember when I was old enough to finally understand what Dad meant by all of that. I'm like, oh, that's the greatest thing ever. I love telling people, hey, if you ever just need one piece of toilet paper. Now, I do recommend you get, like a nice, quilted downy, real nice one, for cleaning purposes.
Hey, you know what?
What?
When this is all said and done and over with, remind me, I'm never shaking your hand again, ever. You keep your hands to yourself.
You keep your hands to yourself. All right, well, let's just end on that. That's perfect. I gave you guys all the survival tip, and that's all you need. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning, 725 Brock Hunter. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw, y'all.
You didn't drive your truck this morning, did you?
Tell you what, you need to giddy up on back to home. Ain't no walking around here. Anyway, before we get too far into that.
You can sit on the porch, right? You can sit on the porch with a piece of straw hanging out of your mouth, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, wave at people not driving by.
You know what I always wanted, man? Living out in the country, sitting on the back porch, piece of straw hanging out of the mouth, and shooting clay.
From the porch?
Yeah, drinking a beer.
That doesn't sound safe at all. Not one bit.
Remind me of one of those automatic throwers.
You got a back patio. Just do it out there.
Right. It's probably not the greatest time to be shooting shotguns in the air.
Oh, God. I'm bored, guys. Sorry.
Right. You freaked us out.
Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. I don't know if you've tried these Bud Light Seltzers yet. Hopefully you stocked up before we got locked down. But it'd be a perfect thing to have while you're stuck inside just enjoying yourself. So check it out, the Bud Light Seltzers. Going to make summer that much better. All right, sports. What do you got, Hunter?
Sports, man. In my world, I hit 7 out of 10 clays last night out of the back porch. And,
it's so stupid.
And shooting. And I just hit $3 million in fours of fours, so I can now buy my Bugatti. And that's it for sports. No, I got a story here, man. Peyton Manning. You know that guy, right? He's a pretty good football player.
Yeah, It's his birthday today.
Yeah, it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Peyton Manning. And on his birthday, apparently, declined multiple offers to join Monday Night Football since retiring from the NFL in 2015. Tony Romo recently inked a 10-year, $180 million deal to continue calling games for CBS and ESPN, which is fantastic. I love Tony Romo on the microphone.
Yeah, I do too. I think he's just, his understanding of the game is just a perfect added thing. And he doesn't overdo it in that sense. I think it's great. I think he's worth every penny, to be honest. He's made the viewing experience better.
He does. And he's calling it like he's playing QB, man. He's reading the defense live on TV. It's fantastic. So anytime he's on, really listen up, and he'll teach you a little bit about, catching a snap or two. But $180 million, dude, could you imagine? What is Peyton Manning making in these commercials where he can...
Dude, he's set for life. He is set for life on those what, Progressive?
I think so.
Yeah.
Is it?
State Farm? I don't know. It's
State
one
Farm,
of the two.
I think it is.
Yeah, either way. Him and Brad Paisley. So I don't know. I do like Peyton. I think he'd be good on it. Obviously, he's a funny guy. He's done well when he's hosted, you know.
He's got a unique voice, too.
He does. You know? He does. Have Peyton and Tony together. That'd be pretty cool, man.
Yeah. Two QBs in the booth. You know, good. Bunch of these guys who have never taken a snap Joe Buck. You love Joe Buck, don't you?
Oh, God. God. You know, it's true, though. It's like, yeah, that's why you like Skip Bayless. I can't ever take serious. Like, the stuff that comes out of his mouth, I'm like, dude, you've never played. You know, you played JV basketball in high school, and now you're going to sit here and dog professional athletes. Shut up.
How about this? Al Michaels, John Madden, and Tony Romo in the booth.
I love it. Al Michaels.
Al Michaels.
That's Al Michaels.
Here's a guy.
Was he like 99 years old?
Hey, I'm still alive. I love football. Here's a guy.
It was Al Michaels in the booth. Al Michaels. All right. Is that all we got, for God's sake? All right. That's your sports project.
Hey, no. Tokyo. Not doing Olympics.
There, oh, yeah. Not doing that. I'm sure we have plenty of time to talk about that. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Hey, good morning. 7:37, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
He's good. My healthy.
7:37. Let's get to it. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Don't forget to get some great food from Joey C's Pizzeria, all right? They're still serving us. You can do delivery on that. Hit them up on all the major food delivering things. They got pizza, pasta, subs. They also do carry out. They want to make sure you got some great food. Even though we're on lockdown, they want to make sure that you're taken care of. Plus, not to mention, it's a great time to buy gift cards from places like Joey C's Pizzeria. Support our local businesses, and they would love that. Then you can treat yourself when this is all said and done. So there you go. Go see them. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
You so dumb. Your topic for today, besides binge-watching TV, what's something else you're doing while you've been stuck at home? What have you been doing, Hunter, besides just watching TV, you bum?
Not much here, Brock. No, you know what? I decided if I come out of this quarantine without a clean laundry room, I'm a real piece of trash. Got a lot of time, Brock.
It's a good time to start maybe some projects around the house, you know, that you've been putting off.
I got a shed that's full of shed things that aren't really organized. And I think we got a couple nice days coming up, don't we? Maybe that'd be a good time to clean that up.
You need to. Yeah, your shed has been. You should make that thing so streamlined. That should be perfectly set up by the end of all this.
I like it.
Don't blow it. Okay.
What are you going to do? You got something with your pop-up camper you're going to do?
No, I don't have we got the new camper back at home. So, but there's nothing really I need to work on there other than maybe just giving it a clean. But I've been reading more. I've made myself really sit down and read. I've just, cuz it's hard to find time, or at least you make the excuse like, "Well, I'll read later." Sunday, I read for probably like 2 hours. My dad sent me a bunch of the Smoke Jensen books, which are great, just old Western books and everything. So I got them in order. So I'm gonna start whacking through those, man. Just flipping through those. So
you're doing it because you're so smart.
I'm so smart. I can read top to bottom, left to right, group words together to make sentences.
I was gonna say books on tape, because you do books on tape when you're on the road. Are you cheating at home?
What? No, I'm actually reading. I thought about, you know, because I do have some books on tape, but I've gone through those. So no, I'm actually reading. But yeah, if I was driving, I'd be listening to them, you know. So yeah, I'm just sitting in my recliner with the books on tape going right there. I love it.
See, I'm not a puss, man. I read while I drive.
No, you're that guy. You're that guy. What traffic?
It's nose in a book.
Yeah, it's a lot of traffic. We're in a traffic jam. I'm going to read a few chapters. 925 WIRX 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What are you doing besides just binge watching TV while you're stuck at home? We got some great answers on Facebook. We'll get to those and take your calls in just a few. Stick around.
Rocks.
Good morning. 7:47.
Sam.
It's Brock.
Yeah,
Wake up! Wonder if more people are sleeping in now, or they're still getting at it. I don't know.
I think it's gonna go back to like in high school or college when you'd sleep into 1 o'clock.
Oh God, dude! Numerous times, you just sleep all day. It's just nuts.
I remember times waking up and thinking, oh my God, I got like 3 hours of daylight. I got to get some stuff done here.
I've wasted the whole day. I slept for 26 hours. Let's get to it. Your Joey C's Pizzeria. Besides binge watching TV, what's something else you're doing while stuck at home? Alicia said she's painting. She's got one bedroom done. Another one started. Dining room also started. Gonna do some spring cleaning. Yeah.
That's the crappy type of painting, though. I thought she was painting pictures like Bob Ross.
Oh, nice. Maybe, you know. You start with the room and then you do that.
You know.
Oh, I hate painting.
Just takes too much time.
I do. I hate painting. I absolutely hate it. We were just doing it in the basement, and it just sucks. It sucks. Let's see. Celeste said working, painting, eating way too much, power washing, cleaning, yard work, and she's going to school online. Ooh, yeah. It's a lot. Slow down. Got 3 weeks of this stuff, man.
Well, some people just got to keep themselves busy, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Confined to a small spot, you gotta figure it out.
See, I can kind of do it. Like, I can't do it all the time, but I can also do days where I straight up office space it, where I literally do nothing, and it was everything I imagined it would be, you know? You can't feel bad about that sometimes. It's okay from time to time. Let's see. We also got TJ. TJ said he's been listening to vinyl. Nice. Dusting off the old vinyl collection, man, getting the records out. Let's see. Tony.
You got a bunch of old vinyl, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I've slimmed it down a little bit. I've gotten rid of some other ones, but I got a decent collection of vinyl that I bust out every now and again. So it's a lot of work, though. It's a lot of work. As much as I like vinyls and I think it's got a great sound, it's a lot of work to put the vinyl out as opposed to just going, hey, Alexa, play this, or just turning on the radio. Let's see. Tony said learning to be ambidextrous. Wink, wink. You know what, Tony? This is a family show. It's a family show. We don't need to hear about you doing the stranger, all right?
See, what you do is you sit on your left hand while you're doing...
This green and yellow Hummer.
Good morning. 7:57. Boy, we've been hitting those sevens like clockwork today, man.
There you go.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What is something else you're doing besides binge-watching TV now that you're stuck at home? And we're going to be stuck for a while.
For
what do you got?
Get on YouTube, learn a couple magic tricks.
Hey, there you go. That'd be a good thing to learn. And then you can be that guy that does magic tricks.
Hey, you got a second, bro?
You know, I know a trick.
Let me show you something.
Let's see. April said playing video games with my kid. That's nice. There you go. Mm-hmm. Getting it done. Sam, son of Sam, said keeping my pump hand strong. I'm not even going to dig into that one, Sam. Come on, no.
His what hand?
His pump hand.
Pump hand? Like pump
it up. Like I think so. I think that's what he meant. Of course. Of course that's what he meant. Let's see. Sherry said so much cleaning. Jeremy said playing my bass and writing some music. Nice. There you go. I like that. Let's see. Brian said talking to your mom and getting recipes. Damn it, Brian. Damn it, man.
Got plenty of time.
Son of a bitch. Let's see. Chad said he's.
We never talk about Brian's mom.
Yeah, I do quite a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Off air, just to you though, so it doesn't have any effect. Let's see. Chad said playing pool. John said staring into the abyss.
Into the sun.
Just staring into nothingness. Joshua said compulsive weed smoking. There you go. Heather said getting freaky. She didn't say with who. I don't know with herself or with someone else, you know. Jeff said he's working. Big Papa Jay said the honey-do list. A lot of people are getting that honey-do list started. You can get a good chunk of it done. Doesn't your wife have a list for you to do, Hunter?
Kind of. Yeah. I think the laundry room's probably on that list, but I've already been in quarantine for, 2 weeks?
And you haven't gotten anything done?
No, there hasn't been a piece of clothing moved for that long. You know?
You're going to wait till the last day of this quarantine to get any of your stuff. But, oh, God, I got to get this done.
You know, I learned it back in high school. It's just how you do your homework, man. Yeah. The hour before, you got to turn it in. But, you know.
That'll be fine. You'll get it done the last day, and we'll be so proud of you. We'll be so proud of you. You're such a bum. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.